For art history scholars, Illumination is a click away by Karen W. Aronson. Doctors have stethoscopes. Plumbers have wrenches. And art history professors have slides. Or at least that's the way it has been. But now, a vast digital library of world art has gone online with its first 300,000 images. The project known as Art Store and financed by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation could eventually revolutionize the way art history is taught and studied. It is available for non-profit institutions only. The way technology has been able to transform education is remarkable, said Neil Rudenstein, the former Harvard University president, who is now chairman of Art Store. That only happens, if you are lucky, once a century. Marguerite Akin, an adjunct lecturer at the University of California, San Diego, certainly feels lucky. Using Art Store last spring during its test phase, Ms. Keen said, she was able to assemble all the images for her semester-long course, Introduction to Art History, in a few hours, the time it normally takes to gather slides for one class. If a student referred to a picture, she could usually locate it immediately and show it in class, zooming in on any detail she wanted. It was extraordinary, she said. Walter Mellion, the former art history department chairman at Johns Hopkins University, who also used Art Store in the spring to teach history of early modern printmaking, said that using Art Store's images was like entering the print with your eye. Mr. Mellion, who is moving to Emory University this fall, added that he had begun to use Art Store for research, too, because it allowed him to see Latin inscriptions that he could not otherwise make out unless he had an original print in front of him and a magnifying glass. In an era in which nearly everything is available online, it is easy to take such availability for granted. There is abundant art on the Internet. And Corbis, created by Bill Gates, the software billionaire, is building a large, electronic archive of visual images. But the needs of teachers, museum curators, and other scholars are often different from those of other viewers. The kinds of things that are saleable commercially, Mr. Rudenstein said, are not the things you need in a classroom. Things like Parmigianino drawings or tiny little horses carved by some monk on a piece of ivory. And, he added, scholars need a classification system that is coherent, more Library of Congress than a library. Art Store is not the first attempt to satisfy those needs. 39 museums, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, the Art Institute of Chicago, the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, now contribute to an online library of high-quality art images known as the Art Museum Image Consortium, or AMICO. It now has more than 100,000 images online. But AMICO announced this summer that despite more than 2 million licensed users, it plans to close next year. Art Store is paying AMICO a fee and will acquire some of its intellectual resources. It was very clear that when the Mellon Foundation decided to launch Art Store with its much bigger reach, that it would be logical for us to look at some kind of relationship with them, said Michael Comfolerty, director of the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass., and AMICO's current chairman. It is good for the field and good for users. As anyone who has taken art history knows, slides are central to the instruction. But assembling 50 or 100 slides for a single class can take hours. What's more, slides are a waning technology. For example, the Eastman Kodak company stopped making slide projectors in June. And while other companies still make projectors, many colleges have begun inching toward digitization. Going digital, however, can be expensive, and colleges began turning to Mellon, a wealthy New York-based foundation that emphasizes higher education and art, for help. Mellon was already engaged in another digital imaging project, Store, to make hundreds of years of articles from scholarly journals available online. So far, Mellon has poured more than $13 million into ArtStore www.artstore.org, which became a freestanding charitable organization this year, and has started to solicit paying subscribers. But Mellon is not planning to end its support anytime soon. We have understood from the very start of Art Store that it would be expensive to accomplish what we wanted to accomplish, and that we would have to continue to make substantial philanthropic investments, said William G. Bowen, Mellon's president. Mellon has found that putting journal articles online and putting art online are very different undertakings. The universe of art is far larger. Creating a searchable database of images is more complex. Image quality is more important. And copyright issues are more complicated. The biggest chunk of Art Store's current collection came from the University of California, San Diego, where the slides were already cataloged. Art Store is also creating new images. Mellon has put up more than $7 million to photograph mural paintings and sculptures in Buddhist cave shrines in Dunhuang, China, in the Gobi Desert, as well as materials taken from them and now in museums around the world. In the caves, a photographic team has mounted cameras on tracks and is taking shots every 2 inches. Eventually we will probably take tons of contributions, James Schulman, Art Store's executive director, said. But right now we are trying to act strategically and keep the collection focused on what users need most. One gaping hole is modern art. Because of international copyright considerations, Art Store has not yet put online many works created since 1924, while it negotiates with groups representing modern and contemporary artists. So far, 95 colleges and museums have subscribed, including Yale, Rhode Island School of Design, Edison Community College in Florida, Arizona State University, and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. One issue for some is cost. Art Store has a sliding scale for users. Community colleges are charged a one-time fee of $1,000 and an annual user fee of $1,200. But the largest research universities will pay a front-end fee of $40,000 and $20,000 a year. Front-end fees for museums range between $600 and $10,000, and annual fees go from $500 to $5,000. Although art is the main focus now, Art Store officials say they may eventually offer collections in other disciplines, too. They are experimenting with botany and astronomy. For now, most institutions will probably straddle both worlds. Mr. Comforti says that the Clark Museum, which works closely with Williams College, continues to buy slides at a great rate and catalog them in the old-fashioned way. If we did not have a sensitivity to the faculty of the college, who have an unwillingness to change immediately, he said, we would be limiting their ability to teach in a way they find comfortable and dropping the students. But he added, no matter how one feels, the world is going digital. This is only a transition moment. It will end.